In Northwest news from KPLU, the Seattle Sounders kick off their 2015 season on Sunday night, hosting the New England Revolution at 6:30 at CenturyLink Field. The Major League Soccer season begins with a brand new contract between the league and its players' union. Sports commentator Art Thiel talked with KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick about the deal and how he thinks the Sounders will do this season.
Art, what are some of the details about this new collective bargaining agreement?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that they've lifted the floor of the minimum wage. I don't think a lot of fans appreciate the fact that in MLS, the minimum wage was $36,500. That's below your average teacher salary. So they had to do something more about that because these seasons are incredibly long. I mean, the MLS Cup was in December, and here we are starting again.
Right.
And so it's a long season. It isn't much money for the entry-level players. Sure, Clint Dempsey's making $7 million, but there's only a handful of guys doing that. So they corrected that. The new floor is $60,000 per player, which is sort of livable in Seattle and New York. And they also granted some limited free agency to MLS players who've been in the league 8 years and are 28 years or older. And so that was a big deal because even though there were not a lot of players represented, there has been no free agency in MLS. And so now there is.
So the Sounders begin their season with this new deal. What's new with the team this season?
Not a whole lot on the field. They were a very successful team last year. They had the MLS's best regular season record. They fell short in the playoffs again. The LA Galaxy eliminated the Sounders for the third time in 5 years, but there really wasn't much wrong with the team, and the only player they're missing is DeAndre Yedlin, the homegrown superstar from O'Day High School in Seattle, who went on to Tottenham in English Premier League, and the Sounders replaced him with a 13-year English Premier League veteran, Tyrone Mears. So that's the only lineup change of note. They did make a change in the front office, and that was kind of intriguing. They hired Garth Lagerwey to be general manager. Adrian Hanauer, the part owner and former general manager, relinquished his position to concentrate on the Sounders' business dealings. And so Lagerwey has been given much credit for building Real Salt Lake into a powerhouse in the Western Conference in the smallest market in the country. That is really a big deal, I think, for the Sounders in terms of talent acquisition, and it's a way for them to maintain their quality up to this point. So that is probably the biggest change in the Sounders.
You were referencing that there hasn't been much change in the starting lineup. Let's just reiterate for fans as they get excited about the game on Sunday, who's back?
Well, Clint Dempsey and Obafemi Martins are the best strike combination in MLS. They come back, and Dempsey this year won't have much international play to get in his way. There's no World Cup. There is a Confederations Cup that he'll be playing in for the U.S., but it's not nearly as onerous as the World Cup demands. And Martins was the number two in the voting for most valuable player last year. And the midfield is still anchored for the seventh year by Ozzie Alonso, and the back line has Chad Marshall, again, one of the best defenders in MLS last year. So there's a lot to look forward to, I think, for Sounders fans, simply because this is a team that was very good a year ago, and with Dempsey around full time, I think they've got a real good chance to finally get that MLS Cup.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.